Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Tonight's expert is Dr. George Blair West. He's worked as a psychotherapist for 20 years and now specializes in treating obesity. Dr. Blair West, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Pleased to be here.
We'll get into Veronica's situation in just a second, but you've had this kind of real focus on weight loss, I guess the psychology of weight loss. Obviously, it's a whole area of psychology alone.
Yes, look, I've become fascinated by why it is that people don't do what they know they should do. And when they start doing what they, when they finally get things worked out and start losing weight, then there's the fascinating process of how people sabotage that their plans. So yeah, these areas have fascinated me for some time now.
So there's actually an emotional attachment to food that we can often have.
Look, food is the most addictive substance on the planet.
There you are.
And managing that requires us to start to really think very differently about our relationship to this particular substance.
All right. Well, let's put you back on hold. We'll get you to listen through and I guess sift through some of the calls that we'll have and what they have to say for Veronica, and we'll come back to you and get some pointers on what Veronica can do from this point on. Since her late teens, Veronica's struggled with the ups and downs of weight loss, particularly weight gain. When she was young, it was just a few kilos here and there that she was carrying, but then some years ago, she went on antidepressants, and this caused her to gain about 30 to 40 odd kilos. Now, she eventually came off the medication, she dropped half of that weight, but then she hit a wall. The motivation dried up, and she no longer knows the way forward for losing what she feels is an overwhelming amount of weight. Now, there are some emotional issues involved here for Veronica. She actually knows it's comfort eating that is her real, her real hurdle to jump over. If Veronica gets bored, anxious, or stressed in any way, she will eat. And to get really specific, it's usually dairy products that she goes to eat. It's ice cream, for example. She says it's like an addict using drugs to dull their pain. She knows that eating causes weight gain. She's only making that pain worse whenever she does eat. But sometimes removing food seems even more painful for Veronica, as that is her only source of comfort. So it's a vicious cycle. Veronica knows a lot about exercise. She knows a lot about weight loss. She's read all the books, she's tried many a program, many a strategy. She says she could probably write a book on how to get results. She knows all the right things to do, but she can't seem to move forward. And all the attempts that she makes just leads her to this feeling of being overwhelmed and being paralyzed in what she does. All right, Dr. George Blair West is a psychotherapist, and he focuses in this area of having emotional attachments to particular foods. George, thanks for hanging on the line and just kind of listening to what people have been coming up with. When you first read through Veronica's story, when we sent it through to you during the week, were there any kind of little triggers for you that said, right, okay, I'd probably start looking here or here when it came to Veronica sitting in the chair in your office?
Yeah, well, look, I think the first thing I've got to say, Sharon, is thinking of Veronica's case and listening to these wonderful people who've called up, is that, we can absolutely see how the issue here is really about thinking about the person mm-hmm. and the psychological issues that sit behind it. I'm so pleased that nobody has wasted any of our time by suggesting that, the main issue here is that Veronica has to, eat less fattening food and exercise more. Hmm. Recognizing that complexity, or recognizing the psychological complexities that sit behind this is absolutely the starting point.
Mm.
Your first caller who spoke about how she ended up seeing a therapist who helped her to start looking at the underlying issues that were driving her to eat. This is core to Veronica's story, isn't it? I mean, she talks about eating when she's bored, anxious, or stressed.
Yes.
And I think we can all appreciate that unless we come up with other strategies, healthier strategies for dealing with those emotions, then Veronica's not going to have much of a chance of losing weight, is she?
Mm. So is it specifically coming up with alternative strategies when she's feeling those emotions?
Absolutely. This is such a wonderful example of the need to, you know, be thinking about and considering these underlying emotional and psychological issues.
Yeah. So just obviously she'd have to be sitting in a, you know, in a counselling session with you to really get to the problem, root of the problem for her. But you know, what kind of examples could you give? What has worked for other people when it comes to some of those strategies?
Look, there's a whole range of things that one might consider there. But I would sit down with Veronica and I would look at each of those different emotions, the situations in which they occur, and I would sit down and work through with her, what are we going to do when she's bored? What are we going to do when she's anxious? I'd be teaching her relaxation strategies for dealing with anxiety, and I'd be coming up with other strategies. Sometimes, you know, I use exercise with people, not so much to help them lose weight, because the research shows it's actually not a particularly effective way to lose weight.
Really?
We're much better off managing our dietary intake. It's 5 to 10 times more powerful to manage our dietary intake than to exercise.
There you are.
But I use exercise to help people manage stress that would otherwise drive them to overeat.
Mm.
So from, you know, working as a, you know, I can put on my hat as a medical doctor and as a psychiatrist there, you know, we can use exercise because it has benefits at a psychological level. And when it comes to managing anxiety and stress, that's a really, you know, it's a spectacular starting point.
Of course, you've got programs like Weight Watchers and things that actually get people together to do this together. What's the role of having a team around you or a bunch of people around you who are going through the same thing? Are there any, you know, pros and cons when it's specifically people who are going through the same thing around you doing
that?
Yeah,
that came up a couple of times with a couple of callers there. Yeah. It's such an important point. You know, when I wrote my book, Weight Loss for Food Lovers, The Psychology of Weight Loss, it's all about looking at the sabotage processes. And when we talk about sabotage, often it's other people sabotaging us. You know, one of your callers there spoke about changing the people that were in her network.
Mm.
And we actually have to look at doing that. We have to find the people who are supportive, and that might be as part of a weight loss program. It might be just identifying amongst our friends the people who really are interested in our, you know, sort of weight management plans. But it also means we have to step away from people who are clearly sabotaging our weight loss, because people can get very threatened when they see people, when they can see others doing something that they feel at some level they should be doing themselves.
Yes. There you are. And when it comes to the dietary aspects of it, I mean, we were talking about there, maybe she's got a calcium deficiency. I mean, that's probably another angle. I wouldn't have even thought about that.
Yeah, look, I think those things need to be considered. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, for some people, they're factors. But when we look at Veronica's case, we've got a clear link here. She's very, very clearly identifying the relationship between her emotions and her weight. And certainly, you know, in Veronica's case, we've got to come at it very much from that angle and ensure that we give her strategies and alternate ways of managing those emotions if we're going to be effective. If I can pick up on one thing, which is an important area, we've also got to make sure that we don't deprive ourselves too much of the foods that we have an emotional attachment to. You had the one caller there who gave up her potato chips.
Mm.
But it's really important. You know, one of the things that the research shows is that people who give up all of the fattening foods and go on a traditional weight loss program and don't keep some of the foods that they have an emotional attachment in there and learn how to savour those foods and manage them, their capacity to stick to a weight loss program long enough for it to make a difference is very low.
Okay, so the cold turkey approach may work, but if you don't have any of that in your life altogether, I guess it'll always be kind of kryptonite for you. You'll always be weak around it.
Well, you've got to make sure that you've got other foods that you are enjoying. If you a lot of people take out the foods that are more fattening and are left with nothing to enjoy, and that puts a use-by date on a weight loss program.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks so much for your time, George. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Sharon.
Yeah, Dr. George Blair West, a psychotherapist kind of specialising in this whole area of obesity and weight loss, author of Weight Loss for Food Lovers.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.